This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Donald Trump says the US will be leaving Iran very soon, while Iran says it's ready to do a deal to stop the war. But the Islamic Republic's chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz continues.
If France or some other country wants to get oil or gas, they'll be able to fend for themselves. I think it'll be very safe, actually.
Britain confirms King Charles will still be visiting Washington next month despite the standoff with the US leader. A US judge puts the president's plans for a ballroom at the White House on hold. And unwelcome news for some families who've had fertility treatment at clinics in northern Cyprus.
How did you feel when you saw your DNA results?
Upset, because, like, you can't just say someone's this and then they're not. It's who you are as a person, really.
And we'll check in with our science editor at Cape Canaveral ahead of the first moon mission in five decades. First, the latest world news.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. State media in Iran say President Masoud Pezeshkian has told European officials his country is willing to end the war with the United States and Israel, but wants guarantees that the conflict will not be restarted. The comments were reportedly made in a phone call between Mr. Pezeshkian and the President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, earlier. Here's John Sudworth.
The markets may have seen a glimmer of hope in the comments, especially as they came from a man long seen by many in the West as a moderate, with his calls, for example, for an end to the laws forcing Iranian women to wear the hijab. But the post of president is a subordinate one in a system long run by hardline clerics, and the claim that there is a will to end the war anyway came with heavy caveats, namely that guarantees are put in place that there will not be a return to conflict. On the face of it, that doesn't appear to change much, as calls for non-aggression guarantees had already been included in Iran's reported response last week to America's 15-point peace plan. And the powerful Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps are certainly not offering olive branches, with a new threat to widen their retaliation to include US tech companies.
President Trump has subsequently said the US, in his words, will leave Iran in 2 to 3 weeks, possibly sooner if a deal was made. Mr. Trump told reporters he expected fuel prices to fall in the near future.
All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon, and they'll become tumbling down, and stock prices were up today almost to a record.
There are conflicting accounts on the status of negotiations, but a week after Tehran first rejected Washington's 15-point peace plan, there are precious few tangible signs of progress. Israel says it's killed a Hezbollah commander and what it called another senior terrorist in two separate strikes around the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Lebanese state media have reported an Israeli drone attack on a car south of the city. Earlier, the Lebanese Ministry of Health said 8 people had been killed by Israeli strikes in the south of the country on Tuesday, including a paramedic. The US State Department says it's aware of the reported kidnapping of a female American journalist in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. Here's Tom Bateman.
Shelley Kittleson is an American journalist who has freelanced extensively from Iraq, Syria and Afghanistan, working for several outlets, including the news website El Monitor. The outlet said she was abducted by unidentified individuals in Baghdad. Iraqi officials confirmed a foreign journalist had been kidnapped, saying security forces pursued a vehicle belonging to one of the kidnappers, which overturned as they attempted to flee. One suspect was arrested, and officials said efforts were ongoing to track down the remaining perpetrators and secure the release of the kidnapped journalist.
World news from the BBC. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at tightening rules for voting by post ahead of November's midterm elections. Mr. Trump has repeatedly attacked America's electoral systems and continued to push the false claim that his 2020 election defeat to Joe Biden was the result of widespread voter fraud. The proposed measures include the creation of lists of confirmed US citizens eligible to vote in each state. Russia's defense ministry says a military transport plane has crashed after contact was lost as it flew over Crimea, killing all 29 passengers and crew. Here's Ali McConnell.
Russia says a search and rescue team has located the wreckage of the Antonov 26 aircraft, but it's not clear why or where it came down. A statement blamed the crash of the Soviet-era twin-engined turboprop plane on a technical malfunction, and Russian media reports say it flew into a rock face. Russia has occupied Crimea since seizing it from Ukraine in 2014. Kyiv has not commented on the crash, but has regularly targeted Russian assets on the peninsula. In September, Ukrainian military intelligence reported destroying two Antonov 26 aircraft in a drone strike.
The brother and sister-in-law of Virginia Giuffre have urged King Charles to meet them and survivors of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein during his state visit to the United States later this month. Sky and Amanda Roberts told the BBC the visit came at a sensitive time, just 2 days after the first anniversary of Virginia Giuffre's death. They thanked King Charles for the actions he'd taken to strip his brother, Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor, of his titles and remove him from the royal family. The former prince has denied any wrongdoing. In men's football, the four-time world champions Italy have missed out on qualification for this year's World Cup after losing on penalties to Bosnia-Herzegovina in their playoff final. Turkey, Sweden, the Czech Republic and the Democratic Republic of Congo also qualified. BBC News.